Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Christy Thomas. To learn more about Christy, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Daniel 9:3. I set my face toward the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. We snuggled under the covers in his twin bed, sandwiched between piles of books and stuffed animals. I had just read to him a passage from the Bible and on a whim asked if he thought he had any idols. His response was immediate and certain: video games. I lay in stunned silence for a moment. I hadn't even thought of that, but it was true. We had seen a change in how he responded when playing video games, as well as when he wasn't allowed to play. He had turned video games into an idol. How human of him. "Do you think we should talk to God about that?" I asked. He nodded. His prayer of confession was short but contrite. Months later, I'm sure he's forgotten about it, but I can see changes in his attitude. It's slow. He's a preteen boy, after all. I'm not expecting a total personality shift. But after his prayer of confession, God started to work in his young heart. Have we lost the desire to regularly confess our sins? Confession isn't my first go-to in prayer, but I know it's a crucial part of how God works in me and is necessary for true change. God's kindness leads me to repentance, and when I confess my sins to him, he promises to forgive them. But he doesn't just forgive my sins. He also enables and empowers me to move past my sins. He helps me throw off the idols off the stone of my heart and give it back to its rightful owner, God. Have you confessed recently? I don't mean a quick, "Sorry, God," but a detailed, remorseful repentance. We can take our clue from Daniel's prayer. Let's pray it together. O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, I have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. I have sinned against you, To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for I have rebelled against you and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord by walking in his ways, which he set before me. All this calamity has come upon me, yet I have forgotten to entreat the favor of the Lord my God, turning from my sin and gaining insight by your truth. O Lord my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see me, for I do not present my pleas before you because of my righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because I have been called by your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.